That was the Williamston High School Marching Band.
I'm sorry. My apologies to my friends in Williamston. We didn't quite recognize
that. Well, we run the Michigan State Spartan Marching Band Tuners. A little bit of difference there, too.
Just a tad. What did we do this weekend?
Yeah.
We went to Rochester and watched some grandkids play soccer.
Ooh.
Huh? How about that?
I did the same thing yesterday.
Yeah. So. Sat out in the sunshine.
How about that?
This is great stuff, isn't it?
You have the convertible out?
The convertible is no longer, my friend.
Oh, you got rid of it?
Yeah, we got rid of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Pete Hoekstra. You wrote about him on your blog.
Oh. You know what? One of the worst things you can do, the worst disease you can get in politics is flip-flop-itis. And he had a little bad case of this. What he did is that he announced that he was signing the no-tax pledge in the midst of his bid for the U.S. Senate and the Republican nomination. The only problem was he'd signed the thing 2 years ago. So he got a little greedy, and he wanted to get another pop from signing the thing again. But this whole really opened up the can of worms. At one point, he was against the pledge before he was for it. So he has flipped up on this thing, and his campaign doesn't like that term. He said he changed his mind, and of course, politicians can do that. But I just thought it was kind of silly on his part to re-sign the pledge, which then reopened up this whole can of worms about flip-flopping.
It's not terminal, though. We've had several of his opponents on the program who believe that he is no different than the Democrats when it comes to what he had done in his past in Congress regarding taxes, how he voted, and what he was a part of.
Well, that's the argument that's going to be made. And, of course, the guy who's making it the loudest is Clark Durant, who is just trying to pin Hoekstra's ears back to the wall, basically saying that he's been part of the problem at Washington and has lots of experience there. And, of course, the Hoekstra people come back and say, you know what, if you're going to send somebody into the U.S. Senate, which is a very exclusive club, you probably want somebody with a hands-on experience who can get deals done and knows how to work the system rather than some guy who's run a school, charter school in Detroit. That'll be the back and forth, and get used to it, because you're going to hear it now between now and next August.
Have you ever heard of a legislator to protest against something, said he's going to spend a night in his office?
It's Senator Gleason that you're referring to, who is upset that the Senate Republicans last week did not allow an anti-bullying amendment to be added to the charter school bill. And this just sort of came out of nowhere. I have not heard of that before, and others supposedly were going to join him. Whether this thing reaches critical mass or not, we'll find out this week.
What was the problem with the anti-bullying legislation that the Republicans didn't like?
They said it was not, generic to the debate itself. They were talking about charter schools, and where does this thing on bullying come along? And the Democrats saw that as an opportunity to move this legislation, which has been stalled by the Republicans in the Senate. Now, there could be some movement out of Senator Rick Jones's committee this week, and whether that will appease the Democrats or not, stay tuned.
Interesting story I read this morning talking about county road commissions.
Yep.
As you know, the Ingham County Road Commission,
yep.
That situation has just been a mess. Tell us about that story.
Well, that, in fact, is the story that we're doing for News 6 tonight. The Republicans, some in the legislature, and I believe the governor, although he has not tipped his hand on this, are going to come after the road commissions, the proliferation of same, and maybe reduce them to regional road commissions based along what thoroughfare they are near, 94, 96, 75, that sort of stuff. That will set off a holy war, because the road commissions are an entrenched part of our state. They've been here for years. A lot of people think they are fiefdoms for local politicians. Others argue that they provide great local service because they're right there where you can talk to them. And this is going to be a battle royale. Mark my words on this one.
Tim, is the state of Michigan really going to take away the nonprofit status from Blue Cross Blue Shield?
I don't think so. I think that this law has not been changed, correct me if I'm wrong, in the last 30 years or so. During the Engler administration and after that, there's been a run at trying to rewrite this law. It's very complicated. The governor has indicated that he wants to visit it as an adjunct to his health care reform, but this is a long-term project, very messy, but at the end of the day, I don't think that they do that.
All right, we've been talking with Tim Skubick. You can catch his story tonight on Channel 6 WLNS. Thank you, sir.
Tony, have a good one, my friend.